This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Republican governor of Texas is warning that dozens of Democratic state lawmakers will be arrested when they return home. The Democrats fled to Washington so the state legislature wouldn't have enough lawmakers present to pass what the Democrats say are restrictive voting laws, championed by Republicans. Democrat Chris Turner is among the lawmakers who landed at an airport outside Washington, telling reporters,
"It breaks our heart that we have to do it. But we do it because we are in a fight to save our democracy."
Republican Governor Greg Abbott doesn't see it that way.
"As soon as they come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested. They will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done."
He talked to KVUE-TV. Democratic State Representative Chris Turner talked to WJLA-TV. Dozens of wildfires are torching homes and forcing thousands of residents to run for their lives in the West. Here's our Ed Donahue.
John Hansen and his dog were forced out of their home near Yosemite National Park.
Threw some clothes in a bag and grabbed my shoes and grabbed him, his bed, and took off. I hope everything is still there when I get back.
He spoke to KFSN. In Oregon, the bootleg fire covers 240 square miles. Lightning has sparked fires in Washington and Idaho. Extreme heat has set off many of these fires.
The National Weather Service says the heat wave appears to have peaked in many areas. The White House says First Lady Jill Biden will be at the opening ceremony of the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd. Tokyo's under a new state of emergency because of a rising number of COVID cases. 64 people killed in a fire at a hospital coronavirus ward in Iraq. A drive-by shooting overnight killed one man and injured five other people outside a banquet hall in Detroit. This is AP News. A high school student's in trouble in Connecticut. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Police say an 18-year-old from Glastonbury High School is due in court next month on two counts of computer crime. He hacked into the yearbook database and put a quote in from Adolf Hitler beneath the picture of a classmate. The quote was about people failing to realize what was really happening to them, and the hacker falsely attributed those words to George Floyd, who died in Minneapolis. Police say the same student made another fake yearbook entry referencing drug use and the Boston Marathon bombers. The yearbooks have been recalled. Administrators are apologizing for not catching what they call an act of bigotry and vandalism before the yearbooks were printed and distributed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow gained 126 points yesterday, the S&P up 15, the NASDAQ gained 31. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable. Since 1900.
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover. And to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.